two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, baby, it's Friday. We love a Friday show here at Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Happy Friday,
hello,
everyone.
Nation.
Yes.
We're going to get the ball rolling with some Clown of the Week very soon. It's full as a gook and you'll be clowned. You will both be clowned.
Oh, really? There's an amazing debate happening over one of my favourite treats in the world.
What?
I call them Honey Joys. Some nut jobs are calling them other things.
That's really? Un-Australian.
It's un-Australian. How dare you call them? How dare you call it a cornflake cake? You morons.
It kind of is.
Whoa.
All right, we'll take your calls. We'll settle this once and for all on the big program. Kookaburra's rooting. I've never cared in the past.
How does it happen?
But for the great state of Western Australia, it's knocking out power lines. We'll get to the bottom of it. Hopefully there'll be some kind of animal documentary going on down there. What else can we do today? The banana splits.
This is outrageous.
I love them.
I love them. I found a really disturbing story involving the banana splits today.
Terrible.
It's actually horrifying.
It doesn't work. It will not fly.
No,
we'll have
we
weekend
won't have
review.
It. We're going to call for a ban for what's going to happen.
Jeez.
We're going to ask how many times you've been to see a film. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. We have a very special guest. You buried the lead.
Yes, we do. Oh, you can still keep the music.
Okay.
That's all
right. Yeah.
Just so it gives it the build-up.
Okay, right.
It's the one great Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz?
Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. All right.
Look, there's so many questions. I'm not going to be able to fit them in. Trust me, I want to talk about the amazing songwriters that wrote for the Monkees. We're a music station, and that's what I'd like to focus on, the music aspect of the Monkees.
It's not going to get all academic and heavy, is it?
I get academic and heavy.
You're going to suck the life out of our monkeys.
If I mention Neil Diamond, is that going to be offensive?
Can we talk about Cheer Up Sleepy Jean and all the good songs in the TV show?
Yes, that's what I want to talk about.
Ask him a technical question about...
Ask musos. We've just got, sometimes we have a connection that you wouldn't understand. Goes above your head.
Can I bring up your band? Can I?
Sure, why not?
Great.
I'm happy for you.
Do they do anything with the cowbell?
They would have. Yeah, there'd be songs
with cowbell. Ask him. Well, that can be your one.
What about the xylophone? Now, Dave, you went to a concert last night.
Yeah, it was my son's. He's in year seven, so as part of their curriculum.
He plays the xylophone.
Well, he normally plays guitar, but they get given an instrument at the start of the year.
He got the xylophone.
He was filthy about it too. He didn't like it at all.
They call it a different thing though these days.
Yeah, what is it, like a marimba or
marimba.
Something?
Marimba.
It's a xylophone.
But that's what we got for.
1-333-353, what are the good xylophone songs? Have you got one? Can you do it?
Xylophone song.
Haircut 100 had a good xylophone.
Actually, I'm thinking of one now.
ABC.
ABC. Shoot That Poison Arrow. No.
Some they had, right? What about 10cc? No, it wasn't 10cc. There was...
an intro to a song that has... Oh, it's just
come on,
in
xylophone.
My head.
I've got Haircut 100 here.
Not that one.
Okay, not that one. All right. All right, well, call
it's
up.
A big
I'm going to have to Google it for
who
you.
Who nailed the xylophone? Was there ever a song with a xylophone solo? Xylophone rock.
Pink Floyd would have done xylophone in many of those
divisions. I'm giving it one more
second. Cannibals?
All the callers are about to start.
Find Young Cannibals?
Someone
had or would have.
Well, they did We Will Rock You last night. That was the song they did as part of their concert, so a bit of Queen. Can't remember much xylophone in a Queen song, but they did that last night. Lion Sleeps Tonight was another crowd favourite last night at the concert.
Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Everyone loves it.
I'm just going to put these across now because I don't know what they've got to say. Let's talk to Scott. What's a great xylophone song?
Have to get Scott off hold. He's still on hold. We can go Lachlan.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott. What's a good xylophone song?
It's Montego Bay.
Oh, the All-Nighters.
The All-Nighters.
I do remember that song.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay,
that's a good
we'll
choice.
Try and find
well, that would be
point.
A good part of the world to...
Oh, yeah, it feels appropriate.
I'm thinking of the kettle drum.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit...
that's a bit more Caribbean.
Caribbean.
This is the All-Nighters with Montego Bay.
Oh. Well, it's going to take a while.
Does too.
Oh,
yeah, well done. Keith's got one.
All right, let's go to Keith.
Keith.
Yes.
Hey, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
You've got a good one for us. What's a good xylophone
song? An Englishman in New York, which was Godley and Cream.
Oh, take,
they were in 10cc.
Godley and Cream. Take Pete, would you? Pete's got a good one.
All right.
I would have thought this could be the winner.
This is the winner, mate. Close to me.
Close to me.
Yes.
The Cure. It's right up the Cure's alley.
That is what, I mean, my brain's exploding.
Right.
Oh, yes, of course. This one too.
Who's that one?
That was Montego Bay.
Okay.
Oh, no, Adrian. Richard. Oh, Adrian.
Let's go to Adrian. This is incredible.
Yeah, Gautier. Somebody
I used to know.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh. Jeez, we're going to have to order.
Forget that one. That's the only latest one.
Have we got a Richard? Richard's got one too, I think, that might be of value to us.
Going.
Yeah, Richard.
Mate, Gone Daddy Gone, the Violent Fan.
He's too. We should put a compilation together. Oh, Kennedy Malloy.
Can we do, maybe over the course of the show, if we could do a little montage?
Yes, a
little Xylophone range. Classics.
Yeah.
Keep calling and ringing through if you've got yours. Go home and tell your boy.
I will.
There's lots to in the xylophone.
Yeah.
Side of the story.
Brilliant. All right, well, we'll get that all sorted and then we'll come back with Clown of the Week for you.
Done.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Wow. And it's packed. I'm still getting over the xylophone.
So am I. That was great. Thanks for all your calls, everyone. We're actually going to compile them all, get them into a bit of a montage.
Try and do a montage. Have it ready before the end of
the show. There's so many. It's funny.
They're really good. They keep coming.
Very clever.
Robert Palmer.
Oh, you're looking for clues. Yeah.
Metal is anything. Which one was the metal?
Spirit Got Lost.
Spirit
I thought too many times might have had a bit of a marimba in it.
I reckon they were partial to a xylophone.
Yeah. They might have been.
Garth Porter ever played the xylophone?
I'm not sure.
Who should be
in the Hall of Fame? And Darryl Braithwaite should be in the Hall of Fame with Sherbet.
He's more probably famous for his solo work than he was for sure. He would be.
Name 100%. A song. Name one song.
One Horses. Summer.
It's not his.
Yeah, One Summer.
He made it famous.
As the days go by.
Okay, good. Now,
Old Sid.
What else is going on the
Old
album?
Old Sid. Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Has anybody seen Old Sid?
That's a beautiful song. What are you talking about? Don't you clown me. How dare you? That's a funny song. I mean, a sweet, sad song.
It's a good song.
Has anybody seen Old Sid around?
Yeah, and the prosecution rests. Oh, you know I like Darryl Braithwaite. Let me get on.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's awkward.
No, you don't. And in fact, he doesn't like you at all.
He doesn't like Care for Me.
No, he does not.
I'm a huge fan.
That's right.
You may say that.
I may have been.
No, you're two-faced.
In the Sherbet Skyhooks wars, I may have lent a little Skyhooks, but I could understand the genius of.
In fact, I have witnessed Darryl giving you the stink eye.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you know that.
Is it a Foo Fighters concert?
You know when? Yeah, when you sort of you do that pointy thing to your eyes.
Oh,
and
was
then
he doing
your
that?
Eyes?
Oh, mate, do you?
Yes.
Only glass separated us.
Were you in like the corporate box at the Foo Fighters?
Oh, sure, of course.
You weren't down with that.
What are you talking about?
Pre-show drink before I headed down to the mosh pit.
All right, okay.
No, but it was.
Feel free to clown us if you like. All right, let's get on with this.
So let's kick it off.
Well,
clowns,
we're
clowns,
up with a cabbie.
All around me, clowns.
Yeah.
So are you clowning?
Yeah, cabbie.
Hi, the cabbie. You pretended to have a heart attack to get out of taking a short trip. I think we have some audio.
Yeah, from a current affair.
From a current affair.
All right.
You're frustrating me. I'm very sick.
No. You're a liar. You said you wanted to turn the meter off because you wanted a bigger fare. You said you wanted a larger fare than the airport to Annandale. Oh, Oscar Award goes to you. Your acting is amazing. Well done. You wanted to go off the meter and then you wanted me to pay cash or card because you didn't want a short fare from the airport to Annandale in the inner west of Sydney.
The good news is she doesn't sound annoying at all.
In fact,
I'm almost siding
with
the cabbie.
I'm on the cabbie side. Let's clown her. Jeez, oh, my God. She's annoying.
Even a short trip with her would be a pain in the ass. You'd want to be on tariff too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's move on. But he did fake your own. He said, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah,
which is a pretty good.
Now we feel that's appropriate.
And most cab drivers I've met. That's
careful.
Very believable. They're very unhealthy.
What?
Overweight.
We have a lot of cabbies listening to this show.
We do.
They love me.
We are not. We're going to go down in the ratings because of what you just said.
Do you know what I love? There's, when I lived in Melbourne, there was a sort of lucky joint in Richmond. Mm. What are they called? It was quite a famous one.
Suva's R Us.
No, it was Hollywood Palace.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But right. You would have sworn there was a cab rank there because every time you went past, there were eight cabs out the front. If I was wandering around town and needed a cab, I'd always head to Hollywood Palace because there'd be every cab driver that didn't have a fare.
I like you all, cabbies, by the way.
Bowl on?
Yes. Celine Dion.
Oh, hey.
What's she done?
Well, she's put a new song out.
Oh, good Lord.
Let's have a listen.
When will she stop?
And guess what this crap title's called?
What?
Flying on My Own.
Give us some warning next to
it. It's no,
right. Is a car alarm going off?
What just happened? But then again, it is no.
Sneak up behind someone and just let that rip.
Well, you could always let this rip.
Which one?
I've got mine.
Oh, hang on. I've got
to go. Mate, no music. Did you ever know that you're my hero? I should go on tour with Celine Dion.
Yes, you should.
Yeah,
in fact, she could be on your list. She's a...
Oh, my God.
She's a widower. Yeah. A widow, sorry.
She's a little crazy as well.
Imagine her at the moment of climax.
I beg your pardon. Don't speak like that.
Imagine
why does it always have to come down to...
She's kissing me now.
You wouldn't want thin walls at the hotel you're at.
All right. Okay.
Wangaratta Council, you want to do this one?
Sure, go for your life, yeah.
Oh, well, they issued Matthew Evans a notice to stop walking.
Who's Matthew Evans?
He's a bloke who has a pig, and he used to take a pig for a walk.
Big pig called Grunt.
We spoke to him, didn't we, earlier in the week?
Did we? Got it.
What did he say?
Grunt's here too. Are you going to speak?
Can you hear? Wait!
Oh, how cool!
He wasn't bought to become prosciutto, was he?
No. He was bought to be a pet. He's always been a pet. He used to live inside before he leant on my dining room table. This whole taking food off children has come out of nowhere. Kids have fed him in the past, but I don't know about him running up and snatching food because he's on the lead right next to me all the time.
You can't walk him now. He's not going to sit at home and just get fat, is he? All right. Hey, we've got the ball rolling.
We have.
They are all there. They're all worthy clowns. 133353. If you know someone or want to dob someone in who's been clowning or showing clown-like signs, give us a call. 133353.
Take calls next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
At Kennedy Malloy, you can get us on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter. It's got this tweet from Antonio. Guys, xylophones can be metal or wood and have a crisper, higher tone. Marimbas are only from wood, mellow, lower tones.
You know what to do, Dave. Yeah. You know what to do.
Come on, Antonio.
There you go. You've been clowned. Yes. I had to clown Instagram. Oh. Who went off air today, went offline.
Did they?
I mean, how are people supposed to survive? How are we all? Yeah. And now, it's okay for you guys because, how many followers have you got? You don't have many. But I've got 50,000 distressed people out there.
Oh, wow, you're a real influencer, aren't you?
Who don't know how to get in touch with me.
I'm going to find out how many.
Don't know how to send me a Belfie. You can't imagine that. You can't send a Belfie. Belfie. You can't. Well, it's a butt shot selfie.
A Belfie.
It's a Belfie, mate.
They still exist.
You can't go. You know, imagine if you can't go to Chernobyl and
yeah, that's right.
And take a selfie of yourself in a G banger at a mass grave. Oh. I mean, what is the world coming to?
What is your Instagram handle, by the way? What, at
McMoy 66, right. Which is very good. And James is
Jane L. Kennedy.
Divide by pi.
It's just Jane L.
Divide
Kennedy.
Divide by pi.
What people going to do?
It's not Jane L. Kennedy.
It is Jane_L. What were people going to do if they couldn't post their breakfast on Instagram or their hot yoga sessions?
Well, what if they wanted to see you pouring all over Matt LeBlanc?
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you seen, are people across this?
I'm sure they have. We don't need to
Kennedy
keep
Malloy.
There's a drunken photo of Jane lying on the ground outside the front of the men's toilets.
I take umbrage to a drunken photo.
Being cradled by a lecherous Matt LeBlanc.
That's just...
True or false?
You are out of line on every count.
3 in the morning?
At least 3 in the morning.
It was late.
I've seen that look.
It was.
If you want to see it, it's on Jane's. Is it on
No, it's not on mine.
It's not on
Kennedy Malloy.
Putting it on mine. No way.
On Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
Because Well, he's...
It's pictures of me and Matt LeBlanc. He came out for the Logies in 1998. And a few of my girlfriends and I spent...
And you know what it's like when those boys were on an away trip?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, when they got the white shorts on?
Yes. Nothing untoward happened.
Not my information.
I beg your pardon.
My information is pretty...
What about me? Wow. Oh, don't you be mischievous, Mr. Malloy. You are terrible.
Hey, if you want to see that, Kennedy Malloy, yes. Is our Instagram site.
What about Instagram and my, you know, because I'm now what you've given think? Me. Oh, no, I was going to clown you for something that you'd given me for my birthday.
Oh, well, let's do it now.
Right.
James wants to clown me for giving her Botox.
Well, fair enough.
Now.
You wanted it,
there's
though.
There's quite a bit of half my friends are outraged and half of them are jealous. Because I got a very generous,
gift voucher.
No, but I'm serious. That is very generous.
Thank you.
A lot of money was spent.
I did the sums and we couldn't just get one eye done.
Well, as I have not had it before, and now, I'm going to the best in Australia, right. Dr. Chris Moss at
you don't
Liberty
need it,
Bell.
Though. You don't need it.
Thanks, Dave.
No, honestly.
But that's very nice of you to say that.
Men do Botox?
Of course they do. God, have a look at half the news readers on channel everything.
Do it on your
scrot. How does it always get dicks and scrotums?
Take out some of the wrinkles.
Come on. Aren't they supposed to?
Let's see that ad.
Why?
Jeez.
Apparently it really hurts. It does, so I'm a bit worried.
Hey.
And there's terrible side effects.
Do you know if it... Well, can I take you through it? Did you see Current Affair?
No.
There was some excellent...
I don't want to, before
you go,
get
you interested, but I'm going to play you a little grab.
Okay.
From A Current Affair last night. It should be there, Dave. A Botox, A Current Affair. Grab from last night's show.
Yep.
Oh, I spoke to...
Yes.
Yes, all right.
Found it.
Let's have... Well, there should be a few of them. Let's play the first one, just so Jane gets a feel for it. Did you ever... No, that's not it.
If I had a penny...
I'm just looking at a newsreader on Channel 9 at the moment. He's definitely gone the Botox. He's a male.
Where?
There's a few, so...
We might have to come back
to that. We'll have to come back to that. Disappointing all around. Okay, what do you want to do?
We continue with some clowning.
Yep.
I think we're going to clown Meryl Streep.
Oh.
Okay,
Meryl.
Well, I think you wanted to clown her. I'm a big fan because she's in Big Little Lies at the moment, and I'm still going to clown
it's a chick flick.
Dave,
Big Little Lies, chick flick.
I'm going to clown every male who says he won't watch Big Little Lies. It's pathetic if you don't. That's why, and I don't understand why. Because it's a bit men are bad guys.
Meryl Streep excellent.
So men don't want to be confronted by
Meryl Streep excellent as usual.
Yes.
She's such a great actor.
Here's one of the scenes that she did. Let's have a listen.
I just wanted to scream. So you know what I did?
What?
I did scream. You want to hear? Okay.
Please.
My grief is too loud for you.
Okay, she'll get a BAFTA for that.
She will.
She gets a BAFTA for anything.
Mm. No, but she's very
BAFTA
good.
For, a dingo took my baby.
Well, that was really good.
Oh, come off it.
It's really hard to do an Australian accent, Australian / New Zealand accent.
Is she annoying that scream? Is it
that
more
scream
annoying?
Sort of more like a...
Sorry to our callers. We'll take you after the break. We got carried away. We've got some great calls racked up. We'll speak to you just after this song.
You got it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Nikki Dolenz from the Monkees joining us in the second hour. Coming up later, this is Kennedy Malloy.
How many records do they sell?
Well, Minions, here's the thing.
If you say they're as big as the Beatles or Rolling Stones again, I'm going to have to storm out of the studio.
I'll tell you what I will say is that Mike Nesmith was a bit of a jokester. And he once said publicly that they'd sold 75 million records. And he made that figure up, but it's gone into Wikipedia and everybody keeps tossing it up now as a figure, and it's not at all.
Right.
So, but they did. They were absolutely huge.
They were a phenomenon.
They were a phenomenon. And
it was fun to watch.
It was
fun. And the songs were good. The songs are so great.
I was really going through so many of them.
Did Dave have any xylophone?
Well, let's ask Mickey. He'll know.
He was
on percussion. He was on drums.
That's right. We're going to have a xylophone mashup.
We'll look forward to that. People have gone nuts with the
calls. Because Dave's child went to school and had to play the xylophone
wasn't
at the school concert. Wasn't happy. We're trying to cheer him up and show him the potential of the xylophone.
The one I liked was Gautier.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great memory.
Great use of the xylophone.
Great use of the xylophone.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Should we go to some callers?
Let's go to some calls. Matt, who do you want to clown, mate?
Hey, Owen. That Nally Yoa bloke who turned up to court in a Rolls Royce and a little security team.
Did you see this, Dave?
I did. Did you see it on the news as well?
Yes, but I'm confused at who he is and why has he got such... Why does he need security, Matt? Do you know?
No idea, but he needs to give it a rinse.
Nelly. Is that what he was calling himself? Nelly or something
Yeah, but he had like six or eight security guards and then the staff at the court were not impressed, particularly the PSOs are going, no, mate.
Every time I go to court, she's in the back of a divvy. I'm happy with that.
Well, it's the one time you wear your suit, which is very nice.
It gets an outing. It gets an airing.
We like that. Thanks, Matt. Good on you. Well, yeah, we like that one.
Are you going to give Matt something?
We'll give Matt a prize, you bet. Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way, Matt.
Well done, Matt. Yeah. Mark, who do you want to clown?
The AFL, mate. How's it all going? First time caller.
Good on you, Mark.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks. Where are you calling from?
Brisbane.
Good on you, mate.
Now, who do you want to have a go
at? Dead right, the AFL.
They're throwing the people out for yelling something at the umpire.
It's a joke, mate. It's an absolute joke. And I, for one, am seriously considering whether it's worth going to the football anymore.
Oh, come on. But that's not the vibe.
No, you know what I'm going to do?
Don't make them spoil it for
everyone. I'm going to go and sit in the library because that's what they want. I go, Richmond.
Collingwood number one supporter,
Joffa. Do you know what? There's something to it. All of a sudden, there's a set of rules. Mm. You know, people are spying. Have you heard? This is the great one.
Oh, this is disgusting.
The AFL have sent people to sit in cheer squads and take notes.
Oh, infiltrate them.
Come on. That's terrible. Someone had to go, for leaning over the fence and shouting, someone had to go and got photographed by the integrity unit, who then photographed their... membership and then sent them from the ground. The cops have been involved.
For saying maggot or something like that.
The guy, he said green maggot, got a 3-week banning. Mm. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Stay at home, watch it in your lounge room, enjoy it with your friends, but don't go to the ground to be told off and told how you can behave. We know what the expectation is.
It's a knee-jerk reaction,
isn't
it?
People know how. You know when someone's being a prize dick.
Well, that's what the number's on the screen. We call people and we go, look, someone's being an idiot.
Pull your head in.
Get them out of here.
But I'll tell you this, and I mean this honestly. I have noticed in going to the football, the crowds are quieter.
Yes, I've noticed that too.
And it's not as much fun. And I think there is this idea now.
Everyone's self-conscious.
That if you are... shouting,
and we're not talking about disgusting swearing or being. We're not talking about being racist or.
Well, that's a different
category.
There's
a reasonable.
People are reasonable. You're throwing out. Yes, you deserve. You should be thrown up. You should have
your
membership torn up.
You're threatening or you're aggressive.
You should never be allowed back in. If you're upsetting other people in general, you should be.
Dickhead behaviour. But you're out.
But this is what the crowds do. I find they're self-regulating. Hey, mate, seriously, you're getting annoying. Hey, mate, calm the farm.
Yep.
There's kids around.
Yeah.
You know, and generally people listen.
They do.
But to be treated like a child is just...
Good on you, Mark. We'll give you a prize.
I'll give Mark a prize.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give him a DeWalt three-piece kit, which is worth $1,195. Get in store today because it's the Yellow and Black Friday. It's DeWalt guaranteed tough one.
All right, well done. Thanks, Mark. Let's go to Scott. Scott, who do you want to clown?
G'day. The Gold Coast City Council, because they have given a noise complaint to a bloke. Because neighbours are complaining his cows are mooing.
We heard this story. I said it's like if you move into a house beside a pub, you can't then complain about the live music.
Exactly.
And if you move into the country and you're in a paddock next to cows, you can't complain about the cows mooing.
Correct. Can't do anything about
well
that.
Well done. Gold Coast City Council. Call. Keep just punching out the meter maids. Forget about everything else. Can I clown you again?
Okay.
Well, because you're going to Uganda.
Oh, no.
Hey, one word. Ebola!
Don't play
of
with a
all
smile.
The lousy diseases to come up
lousy?
On.
Lousy? This is the king.
I know.
I reckon if you had to choose the ones you don't want to get, it would be Ebola and flesh-eating virus.
Yeah.
Between those two.
What was the cow one too?
Crazy cow.
Mad cow.
I'll
probably get that too. No, I've had my shots for yellow fever, for typhoid, Hep A, but I don't believe I can get one for bloody Ebola. It's either going to be that or I'm going to be kidnapped. Hey, that's one of the two.
What's a little blood seeping through all the pores in your skin and forming a filmy blood outline over your body? What's that? Blood coming through your eyeballs. I mean,
I'm a bit
how
nervous.
Hard could it be?
Yeah.
Maybe you should get the Botox. Because
yes.
the Botox then it will help the...
Yes, it will. It'll paralyse my skin.
What happened to Jane? She's got Botox Ebola.
Yes. Have we got to come back to that Botox?
Oh, we've got one. Can we got, this was from last night. This was from last night.
Okay, because I'm worried. Mick, of course, gave me Botox for my birthday, but I'm a bit nervous this story on Current Affair.
A week after the treatment, Annie says she began to lose her eyesight.
You couldn't do anything. You couldn't go anywhere. No driving. So goodbye independence, trying to just cope with housework, trying to peel vegetables, couldn't get on a bus because I couldn't see where the steps were.
Okay, well, those are things, doing housework, peeling vegetables and getting on a bus, I don't do any of those. That's not going to affect me. Yeah, P.S.
She sounded old enough.
She sounded a bit old.
She might need Botox.
Mm. I think she's passed.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you can't do retrospective
Botox.
Where
are you going to start?
Well, I was thinking it might not be a good idea to do it before I go to Uganda or to before the Logies because I might have a lopsided face. Or do you think I should do it before the Logies?
Let's ring Matt LeBlanc. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the ball.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, Jane, what's going on?
Well, there's an extraordinary...
You are very angry today.
I know. Well, there's an extraordinary Twitter debate that started last night. Lee Murray, just a random person I saw, happened to put this up. Internet, what do you call these and where are you from? And I see a whole plate of Honey Joys. That is
Describe that.
That's the party favour, the party delight that you would have at kids' parties.
Comes it's a, little, like a cupcake little cupcake holder.
With cornflakes and honey.
Mm.
That's how you make them, with a bit of melted butter as well to stick it all together.
Right.
They're delicious, and that's all I've ever known, Honey Joys.
Yes.
Well, oh, my God. Cornflake cakes, says someone.
Oh, yeah, the old cornflake cakes.
No, you're making that up. You didn't have a clue about that. That's someone who grew up in Berkshire.
Okay.
Well, I don't even think they had them on the other side of the world. Mm. Honey Jumbles.
Oh, yeah.
Honey Jumble? You've heard of Honey Jumble,
Dave? I've
heard of
Honey Jumble, yes.
So you're paying that one? Are you allowed to call it Honey
Jumble? No, you're not.
Oh.
It's the same as, you know, there's
only one. What were the other names? I mean, what are we debating? What's the debate?
We're debating what you call them, and it depends where you're from, apparently, because you know how South Australians have weird names for things? Sorry, everyone in South Australia, but they're potato cakes, but you call them potato scallops.
Yeah. Well, that's the same in Canberra, by the way. And
what?
And I'm an important figure in Canberra, so don't be
careful. Think you're still number...
I'm Canberra's favourite son.
No, you're not. The guy from Hawaii Five-0 is.
No,
the actor from
Boston
Hawaii
Buns
Five-0.
Is another one.
Boston Buns,
people call them Chelsea Buns as well. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Good contribution, Dave.
You're welcome.
That's wrong.
Hey, now listen.
And also chocolate crackles. There's only one name for chocolate
crackles.
Here's
what I want to talk about.
What
happened to, you know, the demise of all this? Because when I was growing up, we were snowed under by chocolate, your chocolate crackles, your toffees. And the honey jumbles.
At the fates.
Because there were fates.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the proper handling of food rules
came. The PC Brigade.
Yeah. Right?
Sorry.
Can't make these at home and now put them on a table.
No, you cannot, but you can if you put all the ingredients in. That's what I've discovered.
Oh,
so
for God's sake.
Do you want to see 40 cups of sugar, 10 cups of flour, and also... We weren't allergic to stuff in our
day. I went to my friend's fete the other day, and it was about a year ago, to be honest, and I could not believe, I mean, that long since I'd been to a school fete.
Yeah, was there anything you recognised?
No. I'm running around looking for the fairy bread. I'm running around looking for the chocolate crackles.
Do you know,
I'm running around looking for a toffee apple. Yeah. I can't get anything.
You'll get dirty looks.
What is wrong with people?
If you serve fairy bread at a party these days... Or cocktail frankfurts, those little ones.
Yes. I love a cocktail frankfurt.
Oh, my God. You see the looks you get from other parents.
What's the difference between a frankfurt and a party? It's like a tiny sausage. It's like a savoury sausage.
Little boys, what
little
are they
boy,
called?
Yeah.
It's so childish, isn't it? Hey, we've got some callers.
Yes, yeah,
so
let's take Nathan. Nathan.
All right. Hey, Nathan.
What do you want to say?
It's got nothing to do with your cornflake fiasco.
Yeah,
but
I had a feeling.
More so... when people call them a Breville, it's a Jaffel. A Breville is the brand of machine that you use to make a Jaffel.
But Nathan, you sound like you're from the old ye olde country, are you?
No, it's just what Mum called them, so I called them Jaffels. That's what they are.
Well,
it's a
used Jaffel. Used to use a Jaffel iron where you used to burn your hands, and now, thanks to Breville, we have a sandwich maker.
Yeah, but you don't call it a Breville.
Yes,
Some people do.
No, you don't call it a Breville.
You call it a Jaffel, do you?
It's a Jaffel.
But they're not
like
round.
A Jaffel, please.
They're not round.
It doesn't have to be round.
Well, that's what a Jaffeline was.
Yeah, well, if you're a stickler for the rules,
Go back to the
But why would you call it a Breville? That's just free advertising. That's like saying go to the Esky. It's not an Esky. Esky's the brand.
But we say go to the Esky.
I don't.
What do you call it?
Go get me a said beer from said chiller.
chiller.
They call them chili bins in New Zealand.
Thank you. See, you're learning something
Have
today,
another
Jane.
Honey joy.
Ashley, what do you want to contribute?
What else can you say? It's Honey Joy. That's it.
Hey.
No other name.
This is the conversation is open.
No, it's not open. It's a Honey Joy. No other name.
No, I'm sorry. We'll stop it right there. It's Honey Joys, and that's all you'll ever call it.
Nev, I'm on your
give
side,
me a prize,
mate.
Give
Chill.
Me a prize.
All right, price back. Sorry, coming yes, yeah.
What's your feeling on the Jaffel versus Breville debate?
Well, it's a Jaffel.
It's a Jaffel. Thank you. Go down to the Jaffel shop and get me a Jaffel. That's what
about,
you say.
What about a potato cake?
Potato scallop.
Oh, where are you calling from?
What?
Where are you calling from, Ashley?
Well, I'm We're in stacked. Queensland, but I was born in Victoria.
But you're in Queensland at the moment.
And what do you call what you swim in?
It's a pool.
No, bathers.
It's a pool.
No, they're bathers.
Bathers.
That is the accent, though.
Swimmers.
That's South Australian that's, pool.
All right. Let's take Kate. Kate over there. Can
okay,
we
let's
Kate
get
up
Kate.
There?
Hi, Kate.
Hey, I'm from Sydney and it's a potato scallop all the way, and I now live in Brisbane and it's a potato scallop all the way.
But Kate, what do you call a scallop then? A real scallop?
No, so a scallop is a thing.
Well, you do call them scallops as well.
Yeah, well, that's a bit confusing.
Hey, Kate, you haven't thought this through.
One's a potato scallop and one's a scallop.
I would like a scallop. If I say I want a scallop, I want a friggin' scallop.
I want a seafood scallop.
Hey, Sean, what do you want to contribute to this Mensa style debate we're having. Sean.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yeah,
good.
What's your observation?
I've grown up knowing Honey Joy all my life. Breville is the way to go, but the one that really gets me is people who call it Palmy instead of Palmer.
Oh, Palmy? No, it's not Palmy at all. It's a Palmer and a pot.
Oh, all right.
That's right.
Thank you.
And
give me a Logie.
As I call it, breakfast. Hey, Nev.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Honey yeah. Joys or what?
Look, Honey Joys, absolutely.
Yep.
And I also want to talk about Jats biscuits.
That, oh, Jats. Oh,
the Jats crackers. Don't open up the Jats
debate. This is too confusing.
The Savoy's down south. That's crazy.
Now, Savoy.
Do you know what they're now called down south in some shops? Jats Savoy's.
Oh.
Outrageous, I know. The same diff.
Mate, if you want to contribute, give us a call.
We need a scallop too.
Nev, give Nev a prize.
All right, prize back coming your way, Nev. Thank you, mate.
If you want to contribute to this fascinating conversation, Honey Joys or not, what else do you think has been inappropriately named? Give us a call.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What was it all to do with Honey Joys, apparently?
Yes, what is the real name for Honey Joys?
And where have they gone?
Well,
where can I get a Honey Joy now?
I'll make some for you.
Would
and I'll
you?
Bring them in over the weekend.
You?
They're so easy.
Maybe some cornflake cakes?
No, I won't make them if you call them cornflake cakes.
Chocolate crackles? They're yum.
Do you want to do the double?
Well, I have a feeling cornflakes may have a claim to this. Chris is on the line. Chris?
Yep.
Mick?
Yes, what did you want to add?
Mate, it's hard to dispute the name Honey Joy when cornflakes actually put the recipe on the box and call them Honey Joys.
Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, so they're calling them Honey Joys.
Yes, and I use the recipe every time I make them because it just, instead of
but
looking
at the Kellogg's, they haven't just muscled their way into the
Yes,
the
because
Honey
they're the
Joys.
Only ones that had cornflakes.
You know
in the
what?
First
no,
place.
There was probably someone else making cornflakes and they were trying to wrestle the idea off.
I don't know about that.
Either
man.
Do I,
cornflakes
Chris.
Cornflakes are the king.
Kellogg's.
Righto. Spokesperson for Kellogg's.
Militant about it. Hey, Ray, what did you want to add?
I'm with you on the Honey Joys.
Yep.
I'm from Sydney, so we call them potato scallops.
Right.
But the thing that annoys me is when people say they're going to hoover the floor. Like, that's the brand name. You vacuum the floor. You don't hoover.
Well, I usually refer to Mick as hoovering his food.
Yeah. Boy, how dare you? Well, it's true.
Thank
Wooshka.
You.
I don't mind licking the plate, let
okay.
me tell you. Bob.
Hello, Bob. You've got an unusual one. Talk to us this soft drink palaver.
Yeah, I have. When I joined the Army in 81, we had a couple of Tasmanians on our recruit course, and they used to call any sort of soft drink cordial.
Oh. Well, that's just ridiculous.
Where were they from?
Hobart, I suppose, in Tasmania.
Tassie.
Yeah. But cordial, we know cordial's cordial, and soft drink's got bubbles.
We know that, but you know, they've got two heads, so one
it's a drive-by for Tasmania.
Big hello to
all our favourite listeners in the great state of Tassie.
Sorry about that.
All right, on, well done. Good contribution, Jeez. Bob. Susan, you've got something important to put on the table.
I have.
Yep.
Do you remember when no one had backpacks for school, they had a port?
Now, I don't, but no, I Dave, don't you're into the...
My wife, she's unpacking the port to go away on holiday.
Is that a suitcase?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bag, isn't it?
A suitcase or a school port.
Mm. School port.
Good heavens. All right, that's interesting. Like what do you call you?
Break your shoulders, and we used to call our swimmers our togs.
Oh, togs. Oh, togs.
Yeah, I'll go with togs too.
I like to get the togs off occasionally.
Yeah.
Always off with you. And what do you call a potato cake?
Potato cake is a scallop.
Jeez.
Wow. All right.
Who seems to be winning the argument at the moment?
It does. It's running.
I'm very intrigued by this.
Depends where you were born.
Going out to about 50 stations around Australia, we're in a perfect position to adjudicate this.
Mm. I love it.
Right around the big brown land. Chris is on the line. Chris.
G'day. How's it going?
Yeah, good. What do you bring to the table?
Mate, peanut butter. I married a Queenslander and the idiots up here call it peanut paste.
Peanut paste?
Peanut paste?
Really?
You have a word.
Peanut paste.
Would you? You're better than that, Queensland.
It's actually logical, Chris. It's a good name for it because, in fact, peanut butter does not contain any butter.
No butter.
Are you taking Queensland side?
I am. Yeah. I'm taking Queensland side. It should be called peanut paste.
But peanut paste sounds terrible. Like peanut butter. Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe it's not peanut butter. All right, there you go. What time? Let's take one more. Okay. God damn it. Roff, what do you want to add?
Yeah, there, Mickey.
Yeah, okay, mate.
Yeah, mate. In New Zealand, we call them quicksies, not jaffles.
They call them what?
A cuckoo.
A cuckoo?
A cuckoo.
A cuckoo. I can't hear you, mate. Speaking of the phone.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Q-U-I-X-I-E. Cuckoo.
A cuckoo.
Oh, Roff, you're making that name up.
Roff.
Hey, Roff, are you
You've
calling
been smoking
us from,
a jaffle.
Calling us from an institution? Some description? Roff, is this your one call?
Yes, it sounds like it too, doesn't it?
I'll give Roff a prize.
All right,
I don't
prize
know what
back for Roff.
About,
we love you too.
Thanks for your contribution.
Are you bet. Hey, up next, Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be an absolute ripper coming up in this hour. We're going to do the weekend review. It's going to be top shelf. Jane, we may get round to talking about the new Banana Split movie, which is offensive to you.
It is.
And me.
The Banana Split.
Together.
It might be of interest
part
to
of our
childhood.
We'll talk about that. Game of Thrones. I saw watched a very interesting...
Oh, no. No, we have to stop that. It's over. You've talked about it too much.
Did you know there's Seven Kingdoms?
Thanks for that.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, we'll go over to the state of WA to talk about what the hell kookaburras are doing. But let's start at the top with royalty, Triple M royalty, this bloke.
51 years ago, monkey mania hit Australia.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
In fact, the only thing to create more fuss than man's descent from the apes is the monkey's descent from an aeroplane.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
Tough to sum up their influence on the musical world because they were slightly mischievous monkeys with the truth.
You once stated that the monkeys outsold the Beatles and the Rolling Stones combined, and everyone believed it.
Yes, they did.
Until you wrote a memoir decades later and said, I made the whole thing up.
I love it.
But there's no discounting the love of their fans for the songs. So as Mike Naismith and Mickey Dolenz continue their Aussie tour, it's nice to know they have the fans in mind.
Because every time I sing, I'm a believer. The entire audience
sings along.
That's why I insist to do it exactly as they remember it.
Then I saw her face.
Prepare yourselves for Monkey Mania to hit this studio.
A band that I love.
It's someone
huge.
Iconic. How excited I am.
I can't wait. Take the
last. You might even controversially become Jane's new favourite, Mickey.
Mickey!
From the Monkees, please welcome Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz, welcome to Kennedy Molloy. And I think that's
Hello,
one of
Mickey.
The longest intros we've
we
had
love
for any.
It was fantastic. And here I am, Mickey Dolenz. I'm Kennedy Molloy. Call in 123353. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Kennedy Molloy. Email contact at kennedymolloy.com.au.
You've been listening.
Mickey Dolenz here live.
Now, Mickey, you used to have your own radio
well
show.
Said. I know. Well said, sir.
I know, I so I fell back into my my early morning drive time radio show. Yeah, I did.
That's not very rock and roll lifestyle if you have got to get up early and do breakfast radio.
It was the toughest thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
Very difficult. Really a challenge. Got to hand it to you guys. Yeah. You know, it's radio, live radio is...
It's a load of fun.
Fun but tough.
Well, we take our hats off to you because what you do is tough. You started as a child actor and you've been in the biz for a long time and it is a thrill and a buzz to meet you. I have grown up with the Monkees, as many of our listeners have. When you came to Australia in 1968 and the screaming fans that you heard, what happens when the fans actually come up close to you? What was the next step for these screaming girls? Did they get nervous? Did they... you know, want to jump you? I'm trying to stay back, by the way.
Let's keep it clean.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's quite typical.
You can play, take the fifth here if you need to.
I don't want to get gossipy, but I'm just, you know, it was so confronting. It must have been to see that.
It's quite typical of rock groups, you know, of that ilk. I, having been in the business for so many years, even as a child, I have tried to always separate the person from the persona.
Mm-hmm.
They're not jumping and yelling and screaming at me, Mickey Dolenz, the little kid that grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They're jumping and screaming and yelling at the persona that they see on television.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there is spirit and intention. It's beautiful.
Yes. But
it's a great thing to do.
Absolutely. And if you, as long as you can keep that separate, then you not only it's not only in their respect and favor, but your own. It keeps your head from falling off your.
Well, I guess you know,
your neck and just rolling down.
Yeah,
the street.
Screaming girls got it right though. So because there was mass hysteria for the right reasons over the Beatles, yourself, the Stones, because the music was really good, and I think that's something that why the Monkees to this day. Get such a buzz. The songs are wonderful.
Well, that's a very good point, and you're absolutely right. Comes down ultimately to the music.
Mm.
In our case, great songwriters.
Can I reel off some of the songwriters?
Please.
Because I have looked
Please
up.
Do.
From Carol Bayer-Sager, Neil Sedaka, David Gates, Paul Williams, Harry Nilsson, Neil Diamond... Now, the contribution of Neil
There's
was...
some horsepower there in the writing department.
Carol King.
Gary
Goffin. And Michael Jerry Nesmith, Goffin. I must...
And Michael Nesmith, absolutely.
And when you have that kind of power, that kind of weight, inertia behind you, that helps a lot.
Were the songs presented to you already recorded or like and you recorded them? And how did that come about that you actually got given the songs?
Well, the... television company, Screen Gems Television, who produced the show, was a sister company to Screen Gems Publishing Music, which was the Brill Building. I don't know if
you've ever... I've actually worked in the Brill Building, not to brag myself, okay. But I know
there
it
There
well.
You go.
Yep. No idea what you're talking
and
about.
And that, it was a
That's where
a
all
collection.
The songs were made.
Well, not all, but many was a very famous organization and a group of songwriters who you just mentioned, all of them, worked under the auspices of Screen Gems Publishing Music, and it was in the Brill Building, and it was Carole King and Jerry Goffin, it was Neil Diamond, it was all these people you mentioned, and they were a sister company to the television production company that... did the Monkey Show.
Right. So you were able to use the affiliation really well.
Great.
Well, I wasn't privy to that.
Well, can we hear one of the songs now?
Please.
One of the great songs.
Please.
What do you want to play, Dave?
Let's get on I'm a Believer. Mickey Dolenz is our special
guest. Written by Neil Diamond.
We'll be back with more Mickey Dolenz after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
From one DJ to another, Mickey Dolenz.
That's I'm a Believer, Neil Diamond by the Monkees on Kennedy Malloy. Calling at 13353.
I like it, Mickey. You still got it, man. Wow. I like that song. My personal favorite is Cheer Up Sleepy June, which I have
Daydream Believer.
Daydream Believer, yeah, great one. John Stewart.
Yeah, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Carol King.
Your Stepping Stone. A little bit me, a little bit you.
Neil Diamond.
There you go, just to name a few.
It's incredible. What do you think primarily people associate the Monkees with? Now, obviously, you listen to all those songs and it's great, but I'd have to put the TV show right up there because from when I was a little boy and camped in front of the TV after school, Monkees was a Monday to Friday fixture and it was funny.
Yep.
It was irreverent and you guys were always up to something and then they always had a cracking song in the middle of it. The TV show in a way was the cash cow that bankrolled a lot of the other parts of the Monkee enterprise, wasn't it?
That's a real long story. I don't know. We have the time to go through it from the very beginning. Trying to put it concisely, originally the Monkees was a television show.
Yep.
About a rock and roll group.
Yep.
That wanted to be the Beatles.
Right.
And we never made it on the television show.
Yes.
We were always struggling for that success, which spoke to all those kids around the country and the world.
Who had similar dreams and ambitions.
That it was the struggle for success that the producers and the writers and the directors played upon. I mean, that was what the show was about. This imaginary group, really, lived in this beach house in Malibu on the beach.
It's pretty idyllic world.
Which so much fun.
Well, it does beg the question of how we could afford a beach house in Malibu when we never got any work.
Okay.
But that's what the show was about.
Yeah.
But clearly the producers had in mind that eventually if we sold the show, which it nearly did not sell. They squeaked by the upfronts in New York, it's called, when they sell the TV shows. It only just got through with NBC, barely. But they must have had in mind that we were going to, we could go on the road and perform.
Well, they cracked it with the
casting.
You know
the show Glee? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Right.
One of Mick's favorite
shows.
I dodge
it religiously.
That was a television show about an imaginary Glee club.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
But they could actually all do it.
Yeah.
And Mickey, when you were first cast in this, sometimes you don't believe, it's hard to believe what's true or not. You were originally going to not, you weren't going to be the drummer originally, is that correct? Did they cast you as the drummer always in the show The Monkees? Were you always going to be the drummer
band? I have no idea.
Oh, really?
They told me my audition piece, and you had to be able to sing and play.
Yeah.
I was a guitar player.
Mm.
And my audition piece was Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Well chosen.
Yes.
And then when they cast me, and my agent called and said, "You got the pilot." And after the they said, "You're the drummer."
Okay.
I said, "Okay, great. Where do I start? Where do I learn?"
Drumming was very good. I mean, it's hard to drum. Your drumming was great.
I wasn't starting from square one. I could read music. I could play. Yeah. I had other groups.
Yep.
You're
before. A musical guy, so you could go with a
pop. Yeah,
and you got it right by the time you had to tour. Can you talk me through 1968 and what your memories of a touring Australia for the first time was? Because I believe, Ted, were you on the...
I'm told I had a great time.
Well, I can tell you that one of the gentlemen who drove you around Melbourne and said your behaviour was exemplary was my father.
Oh, really? Good.
Yes, he drove you around in a Ford Torino.
Unless your dad was in on it.
Well, exactly. I was 4 years old and my dad was one of your drivers, so there you go.
Excellent, yeah.
What's your memories? What is your memories of Australia, that first time you come all this way
Akubra.
And you travel around?
Oh. My Akubra hat.
Your Akubra hat. Do you know what? I love men who wear hats and you've come in here wearing a very distinguished hat.
Yep.
You come in here drinking a champagne and wearing a hat and
we love it.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This guy could be part of this show.
Correct.
Question. Did you not do the in Perth.
Telethon.
The telethon.
Oh, yes, the telethon.
Very famous
telethon.
That was
the 70s, I think.
That was in the 70s. Wow. Do you know
Davey.
That still goes. It's
and
a cracking.
I know. And we're going to Perth day after tomorrow, I think.
We've got all the dates for you.
I remember staying at the Parmelian.
Oh.
And I stole an ashtray.
Oh, did you? You remember that?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, we love that.
So now they're going to meet me at, you know, at the airport with a SWAT team.
So you and Mike Nesmith, you get on great. You always have. It's a fantastic show that you guys are doing. I've heard such
We're getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah, we've got some dates here.
I don't read them. I don't read reviews.
Good idea.
But,
well,
no.
Tomorrow night in Melbourne, you are performing at the Palais Theatre.
The Palais.
You'll love the Palais.
Brilliant
theatre.
Perth, as you mentioned, on Sunday at the Astor Theatre.
Oh, then the Astor. Beautiful.
Oh, man, you go to the Opera House in Sydney next Tuesday as well. So the tickets at davidroywilliams.com. That's the website to go to. We'll post those on our social media sites, but davidroywilliams.com to get tickets to see.
Mickey, we're sorry we could speak to you all day, but we've got to go.
But we're really, thank you so much
really
for your time.
We're so thrilled to have you. It's been
good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Mickey Dolan.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We can review.
Are you ready for that?
Yes. Let's just go. We've had a big week. Actually, we haven't. We've only had a
Mick's
4-day week.
Mick's got a
mouthful
of chips right now.
Did your dad go to a urinal with Mickey Dolenz?
Of course, my father. I was excited for Dad. He drove him around. He goes, I went to a urinal with him once. I go, well, why are you remembering that? I'm not going to tell Mickey that.
Why is he only telling us now? Yeah. That would have got a run
well
for
Well done,
sure.
Ray.
Really? Oh, yeah, good on you, Ray.
All right, here's the week in review.
A week of fantasy on Kennedy Malloy. One of Jane's fantasies came true when she got to meet Christopher Atkins from the Blue Lagoon.
I can't believe I'm sitting here all these years later.
Oh, you watch out for yourself. You're in imminent danger.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker. I am a happily married mother of five. Who happen to enjoy your very fine work, Chris, over the years. And I can't even look at you in the eye.
One of those kids could be yours. If I remember a certain appearance at the Logies.
And she tried to maintain the illusion of that fantasy by cropping Mickey out of the photo.
You can just see the side of my head.
Is that all that's there?
And then she claims, thanks, great, just the two of us.
I cut out
Mick's head. It is a sad kind of...
Well, you didn't need to be there. Three's company, mate.
You're like the Brooke Shields of
I was like the Brooke, and you would have been like the coconuts.
But I think Mick shattered a few people's fantasy by getting straight to the point with Christopher.
Did you ever... Brooke Shields?
If I had a penny for everybody who asked me that, I asked Brooke one day. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, hey, did you ever... Chris Atkins? And she goes, no. And I went, oh, come on.
A houseplant owned by Merrick Watts might be someone's fantasy.
It's kind of like a little fern, and it's kind of dropped its leaves, right? It looks a lot like a lady's Huawei, is what it looks like.
Okay.
I've had a look at the plant. Can I give you one bit of advice? To not invite Dom Burke round.
Mick lived out a fantasy vicariously through producer James on the private school dating app Toffee.
I've got Laura here who spells her name L-A-W-R-A.
Oh, okay. Obviously, she didn't go to a very smart private school. She didn't know how to spell her name properly.
Well, she went to a smaller boutique school.
I don't think she can add up either. She's calling herself 20.
And we heard a lot about a fantasy romance.
We were set up on a blind date, engaged within 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Married 10 months later. The month after that, I turned 21. The month after that, we celebrated knowing each other for a year. We've been married for 28 years next week. Oh. We have two lovely children.
Yeah. And has he ever got a word in?
Is Mick Malloy the fantasy for the readers of Take 5 magazine in radio's hottest hunk competition?
Guys want to be me. Girls want to do me. Everyone knows.
I don't know if that should be a catchphrase.
So if you do win, then what you do is you get a sexy Take 5 sheet.
I'm going to go the full Malty.
You're
going to
do that?
Oh, no.
You'll have to change the magazine for that issue from Take 5 to Take 6.5 inches.
And Mickey's looking for love, but is that an unachievable fantasy?
How do you meet your life partner? Mug it if I know.
It's hard for you to meet attractive women without paying
for
it.
That's right, because...
An office romance is a lot of people's fantasy.
Like, there's some pretty sexy outfits in
ready
this
to
office.
Go.
Have another look.
Okay, let's
I'll go,
go
out now and just perv on all the girls in the office.
Yeah, right? that'll work well.
Right. Who's a creepy old DJ around the office?
Maybe Mickey will have more luck with this slightly weird fantasy.
We like perving on mannequins.
On mannequins?
You walk past, you see a mannequin and
what's
you go...
What's wrong with you?
Nice perv.
Oh, there are some that look pretty good.
Right.
Honestly.
Sorry. I'm right, aren't I?
It's almost the time.
Almost with no arms.
Oh, man.
Jane's fantasy of a wrinkle-free life is one step closer thanks to a birthday gift from Mick.
$500 worth of Botox.
Oh, that's awesome. Great present.
Yes.
You'd be happy with that.
I'm very happy.
Can I say, you've either had a late night or you haven't cashed it in yet.
And speaking of injections, Mick ruined Jane's fantasy about a perfect gorilla trek to Uganda with this health warning.
Did you get anything for Ebola?
Ebola sounds terrible.
You just start bleeding through all your pores?
Yeah, organ failure and can lead to death.
Don't tell me that.
Your organs are only just hanging in there anyway.
They are. They could.
Some kidneys and some liver.
Might get a kickstart.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. But the biggest fantasy come true this week was Jane meeting another of her idols, Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Here I am, Mickey Dolenz. I'm Kennedy Malloy.
When you came to Australia in 1968 and the screaming fans that you heard, what happens when the fans actually come up close to you? What was the next step for these screaming girls? Did they get nervous? Did they, you know, want to jump you? I'm trying to stay back, by the way.
Let's keep it clean.
Okay, I'm
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks for letting me know what was happening in episode 7, season 2 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
I know I said no spoiler, a spoiler alert. But
you were shocked, were you?
Heads up might have been.
Well, you've told me, this is, again, so tedious for everybody, which is most of Australia, who has seen Game of Thrones. Mick has started...
I've just started
from
watching
the beginning.
It. I just thought I'd see what
it's up to series 2, episode 7.
Episode 7 I watched last night. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for it.
Oh, you didn't like it? That's most unusual.
It's confronting.
Why? What happened?
Sansa got her first period and I just went.
God.
It was hard to...
Really? Yeah. Seriously? That's where you're going with this.
I mean, I don't want a horse getting its head cut off.
We know why it was bad.
I don't mind putting heads on sticks, but I mean...
Because of the consequences of what happened for Sansa and her stupid husband.
Now she's got to have a child with Joffrey, of course, which is...
Hideous.
I'm sure it'll work out in the end.
You think it's all going to work out with Joffrey and Sansa?
I think so, and John's gone berserk with the wildling.
Has he?
Up a bubba.
Really?
Well, that's his wife in real life now.
The one he cheated on?
No, the redhead one.
Yeah, he cheated on her in real life. Did you not know that? Oh. I suppose that ruined your image of John.
Yes.
John Snow.
John Snow.
So tell me, is there no more of that hoo-ha in... Are we back on song
in
episode
what?
8?
I'm not
tonight?
Going to spoil
Don't tell
it.
Me.
Is that what you're going to do when you go home tonight? Watch more Game of Thrones?
I'm going to watch.
We've got the whole weekend ahead of you.
Well, maybe I'll have a binge.
Why don't you binge the whole series and that's done? You wouldn't have to talk about it anymore.
All right, that's enough for now.
Okay.
But if you run into me over the weekend, do not tell me what happens in episode 8 of season 2
tedious.
Of Game of Thrones, because it's quite compelling.
Yeah.
You know, there's 7 kingdoms.
Yeah.
And they all have
Oh, my God, it gets me every time. I try not to laugh.
On the Iron Throne. Anyway,
I try not to laugh.
Hey, listen, we had great fun at the start of the show. Now, what did you tell us?
So my son's school concert was last night, and he plays guitar generally, but as part of their Year 7 studies, they've all got to play a different instrument.
So Mickey Dolenz, who just happened to Mickey.
Yeah,
he was a guitarist, he got given the drums.
Yeah, so he got my son
very versatile.
The xylophone to play, and he was a bit filthy about it too. He wasn't real rapt about it.
He wasn't rapt about it.
It's not like a well-known or
popular. Yeah, but what song did they play? It was a good song.
Oh, they did Queen, We Will Rock You.
Yeah, that's pretty
crowd.
That was the first song my boys could sing.
Really?
Yeah, they loved it. They used to stamp their feet and clap.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
The little rock stars. Well, little Freddie Mercury's.
It got us to thinking, gosh, there are some great rock songs around.
Well, it was basically to help. It's just to go, come on, we'll put a little smile on his face and teach him that the xylophone, like anything, if done properly, has a consequence. So we got our listeners involved and said, can you help us out? What are the great songs that feature xylophone? And it was unbelievable. Now, we want to do a whole show. We're going to do a whole show. Like we did Cowbell.
Yeah.
You know, we did a whole show with just Cowbell.
Yes.
We're going to do a whole show with xylophone.
Because we've uncovered awesome songs that you just forget about.
Have you got a taste there for
that? I've got a taste. I'm going to call them out. Rock the Casbah by The Clash.
Oh, classic.
That's
Listen.
On one of the great albums of all time.
Yeah. the Thompson twins.
The Thompson twins. I love the Thompson twins.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Oh,
of course.
The Cure. The Cure.
Listen to
close
it.
Close to me. All right,
good
the next
xylophone.
One. That's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. The Stones. Under My Thumb, of course.
That's how good is it? You're recalling them all as they come on.
Classic. What about this next one, Jane? Private Investigations by Dire Straits.
Oh, listen. That's a real marimba, that one.
Oh.
That's the very wooden.
That's a good get, though, whoever gave us that one.
Okay, I love this one. Robert Palmer, Looking for Clues.
Oh, the
was it
rules.
A hot chick dude on the xylophone?
Oh, probably. Oh. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. David Bowie, of course.
David Bowie. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, this one's a popular one. Ben Lee, Catch My Disease.
Oh,
I love
great.
Ben Lee. Bang.
Thanks to Cameron great for
song.
Sending that through.
Great song. Okay, let's get the party started. Bit of Montego Bay by the All-Nighters.
Yeah, man. Oh,
an Englishman in New York.
You got a Godly and Cream.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard this for so long. Oh, yeah, ABC.
Listen. Yeah, baby.
What about this one? Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
another classic.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of this one? Here it comes.
Someone got it.
Adrian, thank you for texting that one in.
Totally featuring it.
Yeah.
And let's finish off with one of my favourites. Violet Femmes. Gone, Daddy, gone.
Love is gone. Hey, they are all classics.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to feature all xylophone songs.
Can you take that tape home to your boy,
okay,
sit him down,
I will.
And go, hey.
Yeah, harden up. Listen to this.
There's something up for everything.
The
xylophone
really
has earned its place.
It's making a comeback. No question about it.
We love that.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
End of another year. Week.
Oops.
A good one.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Thank you.
Well done. Waiter, check please.
Done.
Thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boys. Before we go, around the grounds,
yeah.
Something we do, we include the entire country and one of our favourite regionals every week. Go.
Okay, let's go to Melbourne, the Monkees.
We've just spoken to Mickey Dolenz.
We just had Mickey Dolenz, Palais Theatre.
Yeah, get down
Saturday
there.
Saturday night get tickets through David.
Done.
RoyWilliams.com.
Sydney, the Sydney Film Festival. This is the last weekend. It's been huge. There's been lots of news coming out of the Sydney Film Festival. Some great films, some good docos, which are game changers in some departments. It's your last opportunity to get along.
Great thing to do this weekend.
Do it. Adelaide, go.
Makers and Shakers Market. It's a curated indoor market. 50 of the finest South Australian makers, creators, designers. It's tomorrow at the Woodville Town Hall, opposite the Woodville Station. $2 to get in.
Hello, Perth. The Hot Rod and Street Machine Spectacular.
Hey,
that's the entire city of Perth, as
correct.
Far as...
Yeah. People meet each other
there.
My memory's
correct.
Yep.
Just walk down any street
get
after about
date.
Midnight and it's your Hot Rods. Hey, that will be a great night for all concerned.
Okay.
Saturday 15th, Sunday the 16th.
Sounds great. Hello, Brisbane. Brisbane and Judith Lucy, Jude's show, Judith Lucy versus Men tonight, Saturday and Sunday at the Brisbane Powerhouse. You'd be absolutely bonkers not to see her. BrisbanePowerhouse.org.
One of our great live performers. Hello, Hobart. Good news for you.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman, the All Rise Tour tonight.
Excellent.
8 p.m. Rest Point Casino.
I saw his show last week in Melbourne.
Oh,
did
you?
Fantastic.
Oh,
you'd love that, Hobart.
And now a friend of Kennedy Malloy's, another friend of ours. If we go to Newcastle, is Ursula Carlson. She's doing a stand-up show, Loser, tonight at the Civic Theatre in Newcastle.
I've
hello to everyone
at the Civic
in Newcastle.
Theatre.
In
it
Newcastle.
Is one of the great theatres in Australia.
Awesome. Mickey, take
she'll
us
have
and
a ball.
Wrap us up in this country.
Hey, let's go to Cairns. Cairns Triple M, which is
99.5.
Elliot Lovejoy, I believe. That's Elliot Lovejoy territory. We
Big
love
shout
you, Cairns.
Out to you, Elliot.
Guess what? Festival of the Knob 2019 underway.
And you're not there.
What?
I believe.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, you'll be in Newcastle as a special guest for Ursula Castle's show, Loser.
Oh,
yes, Mickey. Hey, Festival of the Knob. Do you know they've been doing this for 15
is
years?
Yorkies,
what is it?
Yes, it's the Yorkies Knob.
Yorkies Knob, and live music, food, markets, rides, family fun day Saturday. And, you know, get along to the community centre in Wattle Street. Are we all done? Are we
just
all signed?
We're all done.
So
who we got next week? On? So many people.
Who we got coming on?
Well,
Andy Lee,
your other half.
Rob Sitch.
We're going in to talk, everyone paying attention.
And a few other things, apparently.
And Richard Lowenstein, will be coming in to talk NXS. He's done a doco.
Apparently
it's unbelievable.
It
is amazing.
And he knows where all the bodies are buried. He's going to come in here and we might spend a bit of time with
him. Yeah, you bet. Well, he directed like 16 NXS videos.
Brilliant.
Dogs in Space he did as well. So, yeah, it's a real treat.
Hey, have a great weekend, Australia.
We will see you Monday for Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.